Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, chicken babies, steel PCs, with 50 as a number of kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
All right. I don't know why there's not going to be another season of American Idol, because there's clearly a lot of great singers in this town. We're coming to you once again from the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics in Hollywood. It's 420-ish on Sunday, June 28th, 2015. Let me see your name tags, Los Angeles. I think there's some good ones. There's a cute little gingerbread man right up front. Is he from Shrek?
Yeah.
And what's and he's got a little necklace on with your name on it. Yeah. What's your name?
Tiffany.
Okay. A bag of Oreos with your post-it note on the top. That's good if any of the guests are really in a snacking mood. Evasion of the Scotty Snatchers. No need to explain any of that. I like the little glowing light you have on there. Mad Zach.
Hold on
what?
Oh wait, never mind.
Yeah, it's not working. All right. You're not going to try to interact constantly, are you? Because you've spoken to me a couple times already, and that gets to be a real problem when you're in the front row. Jurassic World, a couple bags of M&Ms. Mac and me. All right, you guys, good job. Thanks for bringing those, and you know when to bring them back out. You know what to do. What's up? You guys having a convo? You good? You're fucking sitting right this close to me, and they're discussing the M&Ms or some shit.
Let's go ahead and eat some of them. Don't worry about the name tag.
Tomorrow, June 28th, Monday, June 28th, I'll be on At Midnight on Comedy Central and Much Music for our friends up in Canada. Thanks. Wednesday, July... You don't have to clap for all of my upcoming gigs. Wednesday, July 1st, Doug Loves Movies is going to be back at the Improv in Tempe, Arizona. That's this Wednesday. Come for the air conditioning. Stay for the movie trivia. It's kind of the opposite here today. I'm going to take off my hoodie any second now. Friday night, I'll be in Denver for a screening of my latest movie, Chronicon, Episode 420, A New Dope, at the Alamo Drafthouse in Littleton, which is, you know, just there outside of Denver. The movie's at midnight, but we're going to have a pre-party starting at 10, so come on by. And Doug Loves Movies is coming to a dozen cities or more, including San Diego, Pittsburgh, Traverse City, New York City, London, and more. So
go to douglovesmovies.com to find out if it's coming to your town or close enough. And the next Doug Loves Movies here at Meltdown is going to be on Thursday night, July 23rd, and tickets are already on sale because today sold out today. There's a few sweet seats over in this corner where you you get to see the profile of the guests if you're lucky. I'd rather be in the back personally, but you know, you get to sit where you want. And I brought for the prize bag a copy of Promotional Tool, and he's not here today. Don't get excited, but I brought his book because I read it, and it's great, and I want to pay it forward. It's a book that was written by Fred Stoller called Maybe We'll Have You Back, The Life of a Perennial TV Guest Star. That's in the prize bag. And I think her name is Catherine in New York City made this for me, and it's been sitting in my home, and when the lights are off, it scares me. No, I'm just never going to do anything with it. It's just sitting there, so I thought I would I'd bring it and give it to somebody. And it's a knit face hugger from the Alien films, and you can really just strap it on. And be like, oh no, my face is being hugged. Or if you're a tense person and you just, you know, you need your face hugged regularly. That'd be weird to like wear that on a plane. Anyway, there's going to be lots more stuff for the prize bag. I'm glad I didn't bring much because somebody's walking out of here with a shit ton of things. And as you can see, we've got three guest chairs lined up, so let's get them out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Jonah Ray, Brett Morgan, and Michael Sheen. Are you about to say something?
No.
Okay. You just did, though. So I'll go ahead and introduce you. That's Jonah Ray, everybody.
Oh! Thank you.
A regular on the show and no stranger to this stage that we're on right now, because this is where his TV program and weekly show here at Meltdown Comics called The Meltdown. Yeah. This is where it happens.
Yes. And the season two is this Tuesday night. So please.
It starts up again on Tuesday?
Yeah.
What great promotional timing. I just asked you to come on because you hadn't been on in a while. You didn't say you needed to promote anything.
I don't want to impose, but it worked out perfectly.
It worked out so good.
So I acted real cool about it.
Tuesday night at what time?
12:30 a.m.
So after the Minority Report, or after At Midnight?
At Midnight, yes.
I still call it the Minority Report because that's so much better title than whatever it's called with Larry Wilmore. That would be a better title. And we got two new guests, you guys. I'm so excited. I don't know who to introduce first, but so I'm going to start with the man who's probably going to be the most uncomfortable by the time this is over, because he's really wearing nice clothes, like a jacket and everything. And it's a documentary filmmaker, Brett Morgan, everybody. So excited to get him for the podcast. I started hounding him right after I saw the Kurt Cobain documentary, Montage of Heck, and here we are. And again, the movie's out, and I think most people who want to see it have seen it. So you're just here for fun.
Just here for fun.
So I hope you have some. And for anybody who's not familiar, in addition to that film, he also directed one of the classic documentaries called The Kid Stays in the Picture. And, oh! Yeah, IMDb that shit. And then also most recently, I just saw it after the Kurt Cobain thing, because HBO showed it a little bit, but it's a couple of years old, the Rolling Stones doc, Crossfire Hurricane. And did that... When that came out, did that stir anything? Was there anything in that movie that got people worked up?
I don't think so. I mean, it took you a couple years to even know about it.
Yeah, right?
Apparently not.
That's what I mean. Is I didn't remember any kind of controversy, or even that the film was out there. And then HBO showed it, and I saw your name on it. So it was exciting to see, because it's very good, but it's obviously a less incendiary subject, and they're all for the most part alive. they seem all
true.
To be
all true.
Yeah, right. And we also have here on the panel an actor I've admired for a long time. And
it's really uncomfortable sitting next to you as you say that.
The Damned United is a favorite of mine. I enjoy that movie. And it's sort of like, is kind of, now that FIFA's in all this trouble... The movie makes even more sense.
That's right?
Right. That it's always been an organization in turmoil.
Yes. Controversy. Take that.
Take that, documentarian. Yeah. And of course, you know, the Twilight movies and let's just sit here and list off all of his movies. Let's play a round of Last Man Stand with Michael Sheen sitting here watching us do it. But Masters of Sex on Showtime, that comes back very soon.
It does, July the 12th. We're halfway through shooting it now.
All right.
Yeah. And, same day as Ray Donovan?
Say it again.
Is it the same night that Ray Donovan comes back?
I believe it's on after Ray Donovan.
Oh, great. Because I'm a Donna fan.
Ah.
Way into it.
In terms of the relationship between Masters of Sex and Ray Donovan, we're the top.
Ah.
Ray Donovan is the bottom.
No, man. Ray Donovan is nobody's bottom.
There was a hearty laugh in the front row. Somebody took his Eddie Murphy pills or something.
It's weird that they made that pill.
I can't even do it. Oh, and Far From the Madding Crowd is in theaters now.
It is.
And yeah. I hear only good things about it from your girlfriend. I haven't seen it yet, but that Carrie Mulligan's a damn delight.
Oh, she's great.
I saw her in Skylight with Bill Nighy on Broadway. Yeah. And it was a wonderful time.
Yeah, no, she's wonderful.
Yeah, very.
It's a beautiful film.
You got to look at her all day every day. I only watched her for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I thought we did
the plugs at the end.
I know, I'm just sort of throwing them out there.
Thanks. Let's,
what we got to do now is talk about what you guys brought for the prize bag. And
let's end with Michael. Because he brought a fucking sack like he's fucking British Santa Claus.
What's Santa Claus called over there?
It's called Santa Claus.
I had a feeling it was pretty much the same.
He's called Daddy Christmas.
Okay, so we'll start with Brett down there on the other end. What did you bring for the prize bag, sir?
I'm going to acquiesce to Michael. I think he brought enough for all of us. I think he should just go straight to his bag. It was totally intimidating backstage. I just think he should just go straight there.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Really? You don't want to give away the stuff you brought?
I brought...
That way you don't have to carry it back home.
I brought, and just mind you, Michael did say he just grabbed a few things on the way out the door.
So true.
It is
true.
He didn't put any thought into it.
So there's like a vase in there or something? So.
It's nuts. You'll see. It's crazy.
It's a picture of my mom.
I brought.
And
half a roll of toilet paper.
I brought the Volume 1 30 for 30 30 film Blu-ray DVD.
That's another thing I wanted to ask you about. You directed a 30 for 30.
I did the June 17th, 1994 one about O.J.
Mm. You know what? If Ray Donovan was around, O.J. would have had no problems at all. He fixes things.
So, I've never watched a 30 on 30, but everybody always raves about how great they are and that I should. And Is this a good one to start with, you think?
It's the only one I've seen all the way through, so I don't know.
I can vouch for this. It is brilliant. Yours is brilliant. And the other brilliant one is Magic Johnson versus Larry Bird. That is incredible. Yeah. But those are the two best, June 17th and Larry Bird.
And the Eddie Aikau one is really good.
I like the... my favorite 30 for 30 is Frost Nixon. About that table tennis match they had.
Don't be giving away secrets about
Sorry. And what else you got there, Brett?
I have the Montage of Heck souvenir book.
Nice. That's great. Nice. Those are both great. Pass those down here. I'm happy to keep them myself. Those are terrific, terrific things for the prize bag. And... how does that 30 for 30, like, how does that work? Like, would you do it? Can you do another one, or would you want to?
It was, you don't get paid, so if you're into the subject, it's, it's fun. Yeah.
It was because you're super into OJ.
The OJ one, if you've seen the OJ one, it was actually a bit like sort of being a human remote control for the programming for the day. And it was actually a lot of fun to make for that reason, because there's no interviews and there's no dialogue and it's just pure immersion. So I did it because on paper it seemed like a sort of docu version of a Jerry Bruckheimer film, you know? And then that was sort of the inspiration. So.
Yeah, but in a Bruckheimer movie, they drive slower and then make it look like they're driving really fast. they're doing it on the back of a truck or something. But that sounds great. I mean, I'll never forget that the day that OJ ran and how the whole world stopped to look at that.
Yeah.
We didn't have anything better to do. Jonah, what do you have for the prize bag?
Well, like usual, Doug, I forgot to bring something when I got here.
Oh, so you just tore something off of the wall?
So
back there in the green room?
No, it's a piece of fan art someone made of a character I do on the Nerdist podcast called Bruce Gutter, and it's done as like a Nagel style print of the time,
right?
The 80s, and
one of the sexiest artists ever.
Yeah, with his catchphrase, "The cocaine is in the back." I signed it because the idea of this character is that he's like he's been in over like 100 TV shows from the years 1979 to 1984, but he was always like an under 5 guy, and he was always a henchman to the main bad guy boss, and he only had lines like "the cocaine's in the back," and that was it.
So by under 5, you mean 5 words or less.
Yeah, 5 words less. And then so I signed it as he probably would, which is just to say namaste. So that's my
yeah, name. Sure. Nagel's very spiritual.
Yeah.
All right, Michael. Let's see the goodness.
I hope those seats are comfortable, because you're going to be there for a while.
You really brought a big
item
bag of
one.
Stuff. Look at the size of this thing.
Okay.
Here, you want me to hold the bag and you can just rifle through
it? I think we'll start with this. This is a cushion with me on it.
I've never heard such gasps of delight. It's a very handsome master of sex attired bow tie, Michael Sheen.
Too fucking right.
On
it
a
is.
Pillow.
Can that
on
still
a big
be...
fluffy pillow? Like, you cannot do this justice on a podcast.
No.
How amazing this pillow is.
Just imagine one of those Japanese girlfriend pillows.
You can just... For anyone who was wanting to sit on my face. Namaste. Staying within that theme.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
We have. I went through a cupboard and I found the original pilot episode script of Masters of Sex, which I have signed. And then I've also thrown in, there was an episode for anyone who watches the show, an episode last season that got a lot of attention, which was called Fight, which is episode 3, which all took place in one hotel room. Also have the signed script of that as well.
Whoa. Any one of these things.
But wait, there's more. Yeah.
This is a photograph from the makeup test of Underworld. And that is, this is me trying out my contact lenses on my teeth for the first time. There it is.
Is that also available in pillow form?
Quickly, there are some. These are just things I've been in. Frost Nixon signed. The Queen signed.
All these things are signed, so you're going to make a lot of money, whoever gets this bag.
Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2 signed.
My favorite of the Twilight movies, yeah, because he's in it more than the other ones.
Special Relationship signed. Tron Legacy signed.
Got the nerds with that one.
Ugh. And
possibly, it's got a 3D cover too.
Yeah, possibly my most popular one, Tinkerbell and the Great Fairy Rescue. Signed.
Motherfuckers.
Just to finish off, two things I'm not in. The greatest documentary about film ever made.
Oh,
the
that's
story
great.
Of film. And the soundtrack, and this is just because I've got two of them and I found it before I left the house along with the vase. Soundtrack on vinyl of 8.5.
The soundtrack for Fellini's 8.5. That's terrific. What? Well, yeah, I guess, Brad, I'll give you these things back.
No, it's all amazing, and thank you guys, especially Jonah, for bringing such amazing stuff.
It's a one-of-a-kind piece of art.
Doug.
Here, give me that big bag so I can put everything everything back in it.
I thought you were just hanging onto the pillow out of comfort.
I hope whoever wins this, like, walks through airports with it. Uses it as their plane pillow. Because it would really work as such. You know, let's throw that in there, too, and then, yeah, we're good. All right. What's next for Brett Morgan? Do you have something you're working on now, or just coming off of promoting the Kurt Cobain thing?
Just coming off like 5 months promoting the Cobain thing.
Yeah, I heard you in a lot of places talking about it.
Too many.
And what was the most annoying? Like, what was the question you got asked every time that you got super sick of?
Just so we can talk about it again.
I don't dwell, though. I move on right after you give me a real answer. But you don't even have to answer that. That might be the question. Maybe after a few of them, everybody just kept saying, what do you hate about interviews? But you were out there quite a bit. But have you seen anything lately? Have you been to the movies?
I saw Max the other night.
About the dog?
I thought
for a second you might be abbreviating Mad Max.
I saw Max.
So you saw Furry
dog.
Road, not Fury Road.
So that's the one about the war dog, right?
Did you see it? You know what? That's the bane of every filmmaker's existence, what you just did.
What, me?
No, what Doug did.
Oh.
Stay out of it, Jonas. What did I do?
No. It's just a common thing that when you make a film, people always have these grandiose ideas of you spend all this time and energy making a film and it's going to do something or something. And I always say, at the end of the day, all you can really hope for is someone says, did you like the film? And then they go, yeah, it was all right. And then you change the subject, which you're about to do, before I even answer the question.
What question?
Exactly. It was great.
You liked it?
I do want to hear
what you thought of it. It is a good film?
You know what? Did anyone see it?
No, I think it's too early. I think it's not even out.
You would all
yet,
be with it? Your kids now if you had kids instead of being here. So
is it
this
out
is
already
not
or does it come out like Friday or something?
It came out. My 7-year-old's actually seen it twice already.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it a kid, like a family movie?
Get on it, you guys.
Yeah,
everybody's messing around with Inside Out if they're going to family things right now.
But
it's
we
kind
did
of bad timing.
My 7-year-old did want to see Ted 2. So and I tried to convince my wife, you know, because it's a teddy bear. So we put Ted 1 on this morning. I'm not joking. This is what happened right before we came here because I wanted to go to the 1 o'clock Ted 2 show with my 7-year-old and my 12-year-old. So we put on Ted 1.
and we're watching it, and we got through, if you know the movie, we got through the whole opening in, like, good shape, you know, because it's the whole, like, Christmas music, and, you know, let's go beat up the Jew, and we all thought it was really funny, and it was really... And my wife literally turns to me, who's like, okay. And then the movie cuts to present day. And the first thing Ted's doing is something about, like, and then she fucking came. And does this whole orgasm thing. And then that was where we went. And then
that's where you lost permission to take the kids to see Ted 2.
And you weren't expecting anything like that to happen when you put Ted 1 on for your 12-year-old.
It was a complete surprise.
Yeah, Ted 2 is probably dirtier than the first one. They're probably emboldened by it, so your kids would have really had a treat if you'd have pulled that off. But for one more time, just to be on the record and get people to go see it, Max is a quality film.
You know, I will tell you that I wasn't expecting to be publicly on the record about Max. I would have paid more attention, but I will... I will say that I didn't know that it was about this. There's a war story. You know, it's set against this this whole war story. So it's kind of moving and very patriotic.
Yeah. But compared to like Air Bud movies,
it's, you know what? You're being ironic, and I've seen all the Air Bud movies. Yeah.
Even Space Buddies?
Dude, that one played forever in our house. One, you have no idea. You have no idea. You are literally talking to someone who's like heard Space Buddies like 28 times. And there's a dog named Buddy. And... All right.
What about
next.
You, Jonah? Have you been to the movies?
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of movies. The most recent movie I saw was The Overnight, which I think is fantastic.
Adam Scott,
Jason Schwartzman, Taylor Schilling is in it. It's a very...
Schwartzman has a big fake dick in it?
Big fake dick, and Adam Scott has a tiny fake dick. And it's played for laughs. It's very funny. It's like a really cool movie. It's produced by the Duplass brothers, and it's Patrick Bryce is the guy that wrote and directed it. It's very... I recommend it highly. It's a very funny movie. All takes place in one night where it's like this, like new couple friends are meeting, and then there's like the chance of a swinger situation, and it just kind of goes on from there. It's really funny.
I love it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I love it.
Yeah.
And you sounded like you were going to say some other movie as well, or is that...
Oh, I saw Soaked in Bleach, the other Kurt Cobain doc, which is like, if you guys have ever seen... I saw a montage of Heck, and it's fantastic. I recommend it to everybody. But for anyone that has a penchant to watch, like, 9/11 conspiracy movies, like Loose Change, watch Soaked in Bleach. It's like the same kind of thing. It's like the Loose Change of Kurt Cobain's conspiracy theories.
You said that back there, and I didn't know what it meant then either, but...
Did you know Loose Change?
What's Loose Change?
It's a documentary. It was just all the different conspiracy theories surrounding 9/11.
Yeah.
I thought we were coming here to talk about 9/11. Was I wrong? I haven't listened to the podcast in so long.
The only doc I've seen about 9/11 is the Oliver Stone one. It wasn't a documentary. Should I have said Nicolas Cage? Would that have been funnier? We'll cut that part out, and I'll just say... The only conspiracy doc about 9/11 I've seen starred Nicolas Cage. I'm not really going to edit anything. But, okay, so having seen this thing, what's it called again?
Soaked in Bleach.
Soaked in Bleach.
I don't recommend it as far as good movies. I recommend Montage of Heck, which is a fantastic...
Is Bleach spelled how the album...
What?
Is Bleach spelled how the album Bleach is spelled?
Yes, and also the actual word.
Oh, I thought the album was two E's and the word is EA. That's what...
No.
Okay.
I must have gotten some sort of weird bootleg.
Who knows what
I've been listening to all these years?
It's Nirvana with two I's, right?
Yeah.
Nirvana.
Nirvana.
We're close to Nirvana. Not quite there.
Out utero.
So,
smells like teen spirit.
Sorry. Is that it?
That's all I got so far.
This isn't a hashtag war. Settle down. No, but having seen that movie, the Bleach thing.
Yeah.
Do you now think that someone killed Kurt Cobain and that he didn't take his own life?
Well, here's the thing. I'm very gullible all the time. Like, it's like if you talk to me about one thing for long enough, I'd be like, that's a good point. But you kind of get immersed in it, and you start to do that thing where you're like, yeah, why is the shell casing on the other side of the body? Why did they do that? Why did this? And but to like assume that there was this crazy master plan by some people that probably couldn't pull it off, it's a bit far-fetched.
I think everyone knows it was Saudi Arabia now.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Kurt Cobain, World Trade Center.
Brett's just sitting this conversation out over there.
I brought it up backstage, and he kind of gave me the, I'd rather you didn't mention that movie.
Oh, then you probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, I had
a lot
of coffee before getting here. But I'm trying to say that that one's dumb, and yours is awesome.
He's going to accept that silently. He's just sitting there thinking about Max.
It's set against the most recent war.
Michael, have you been to the cinema?
I went to see... I mean, you're not going to believe this, but there's another documentary about Kurt Cobain. And it's great. Very controversial. I watched a film recently. I didn't go to the cinema to see it, but I watched it on DVD.
That counts.
Yes. And it's called The Host. Has anyone seen that? The Korean movie.
Korean movie. That's a great movie.
By Bong Joon-ho, I believe his name is. Fantastic movie.
Yeah, it's
loved
awesome.
It. I love all that guy's films. They're amazing. Have you seen
Went on to do Snowpiercer, right?
He did. Snowpiercer was his first English language one, I think.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He did a fantastic serial killer one called Memories of Murder. Mother, which is a great one as well. So he's great.
Yeah, check that guy out.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good monster movie.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Bong Joon-ho. But sometimes, apparently, he goes by, and I'm not joking, he goes by Joon-ho Bong. He just flips it. He just flips it.
Why not? Yeah. That probably does it that in that order when it's time for dinner.
Yeah.
So or 420, I don't know.
In the second half of this show, if you could refer to me as Sheen Michael, I would prefer that.
Does Charlie Sheen embarrass you?
I met Martin Sheen once, and I was so tempted to say, I want to be the son that you always wanted. But I didn't.
I think President Bartlett and Tony Blair got along pretty well, didn't they?
Yeah.
I
was introduced to him as a woman took me over to him at a party, and she said, Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister.
And you all laughed until you peed
laughed.
Yourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw, what did I see? On the plane, I saw Jupiter Ascending.
That looks bonkers.
Yeah, expand your universe.
Yes.
That's the
tagline.
Huh? Bring on the tagline game.
I was surprised that... that Mila Kunis is the title character of a movie called Jupiter Ascending. Her name in the movie is Jupiter, and at one point somebody says, hey, Jupiter, and she goes, call me Jupe. That's all I have to say about that movie.
Was that character's response?
No, never. They just looked at her like, I'm uncomfortable calling you Jupiter. Yeah. Why is Jupe better? Put another dime in the jukebox. This is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. We're going to play some games, and somebody's going to win all these prizes.
The poster, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nice poster.
Yeah, maybe you can make the other side of the pillow this face.
I do realize that these gifts sort of depend on you being kind of into me. If you're not, they're absolute shit.
There's some great movies in there, then. Well, is that right, Tinkerbell thing?
Yeah. Odyssey of Film? That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you did a great job. It's a lot of great stuff. And, you know, everybody loves to take home a big bag of stuff.
Yeah.
And they all brought, a lot of people brought name tags. And so the idea is now I need you guys to all pick out the name tag that you'd like to play for today, for whatever reason. If you're hungry, there's food items. There's lots of things to choose from, so just go ahead and put your microphone down. Just go out into the audience and get it from them. Go grab it from them. And while you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. There's no sponsor for this episode, but I just wanted to take a second to talk about the Traverse City Film Festival. If you're in the Michigan Mitten area, be sure to come from July 28th through August 2nd. It's an awesome film festival that I'll be attending for the second time. And this year, I'm going to do a Doug Loves Movies on Wednesday, July 29th. And then we're going to do a Benson Movie Interruption of Top Gun on Thursday, the 30th. And then at midnight on August 1st, for the first time ever, I'm going to interrupt Speed. And you know what? I think I'm going to bring along Jeff Tate for all of the fun. So get your tickets now. Go to DougLovesMovies.com for links to all of my dates. I'm doing Doug Loves Movies all over the place this summer and in the fall. And I can't wait to see you and your beautiful name tags. Let's go back to the show.
We're back. Who are you playing for, Michael? You went deep into the crowd and came back with something very small.
I did. Well,
I think I know why.
Yeah, it's because I'm on this one.
Yes.
I am playing for, I assume, Alison.
Yeah, Alison Wonderland.
And it's Alison Wonderland, and there is a picture of, I believe, it's you.
That's my face over Johnny Depp's face.
Yeah, and I believe it's Alison herself over the face of Wea Wasikowska. and no one over the face of me. I am, in fact, the White Rabbit.
Yeah, he's already got his face over yours.
Yeah, so we could put the cushion over his face, perhaps.
Yeah.
And that would be smothering a rabbit.
Should there be a sequel to that happening? Didn't it make a gazillion dollars?
Yeah, I was just, funnily enough, I was in Warner Brothers the day before yesterday doing my stuff on it. So it'll be coming out probably in about 5 years.
Do you remember like one line that you had to say as the rabbit?
It's mainly woo, Alice, woo.
What, C-3PO was busy? Because he does voices now.
Yeah.
Anthony Daniels. But that's a good one. And it's got a shithead on the back, so I'll read that.
And good.
Good choice.
Thanks.
Jonah, who are you playing for?
I got Big Trouble in Little Rena. And it's got you and the Kurt Russell, which I think would have been a better choice than The Rock for the remake. I'd imagine I want you in the remake of Big Trouble in Little China.
Okay. Let's do a write-in campaign.
All right, let's do it.
Everybody would rather see me than The Rock.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm really excited to see The Rock in a remake of that movie because I love The Rock no matter what. He is pure charm.
Wait, you started by really going after him and now you love him?
We
don't know what's true anymore. Okay, and who you play for, Brett?
Mac and me.
So it's someone named Mac?
It looks like a redhead named Mac, Michelle, maybe.
Mackenzie.
All
right.
Mac,
go.
Michelle.
And you look Mac like and you're, there's
is
a little
that the unknown
icon.
Scottish clan.
Little
Mac Michelle.
Did you ever see that film, Brett?
The
Mac and Me?
That was the McDonald's film, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was a big ad for McDonald's.
I did see that.
That was a ripoff of E.T. And it was E.T. if he was always looked like he was about to blow somebody. Which, as we know, E.T. only looked like that on occasion. He was a little bit more flexible than this guy. It's a crazy-ass movie, and I recommend it to anybody who wants to see something crazy-ass. Hey, let me ask in the booth. Did we hear from Mark Wahlberg today at all?
No? Okay.
Don't be... What? It would just be a recording of him if we did.
But yeah, but it's always fun when he does that. But he didn't get back to us today. So let's start off with, I know Michael's excited. Let's play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? It's a brand new game we've been playing. And I'll say the tagline from a movie to one of you, and then you have to guess what it is. But if there's a failed guess, the next guy in line gets a crack at it. So so be thinking about it. And we'll start with you, Michael. And you get to... I'm sorry. We'll start with you, Sheen, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you, Bong Benson.
Tell me, if you can, what movie this was the tagline for. From a dimension beyond the living, a terror to scare you to death. This is quite threatening. Really, really, I like to survive when I go to the movies. But in this case, you would be scared to death. Do you have any idea what that is?
Scared to death. From a dimension beyond the living.
Yeah.
Is it Nightmare on Elm Street?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit.
That movie's from a dimension beyond being awake.
It's true.
Any idea, Jonah, what this movie...
Is it Hellraiser?
No, that's another great clue, though. Mm. I hate that pinhead guy in those movies.
I hate the chatter teeth guy.
Tomato, tomato. Brett, do you have any idea what movie that's the tagline for?
Is it Hellraiser 2?
I like that strategy. This just boggles my mind because I don't remember that being the tagline, and it also just seems silly for a movie that was actually pretty cool. That was from the very first... Toby Hooper directed Poltergeist.
Oh.
Poltergeist. That was the tagline for Poltergeist.
Do it again.
From a dimension beyond the living, a terror to scare you to death. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. That was somebody left work early that day. Somebody at the studio is just like, all right, yeah. Let's just go with that.
Do you have that Poltergeist tagline? I have this one we didn't use for Hellraiser. There we go. That should be fine.
Somebody was probably like, why don't we go with They're Here? And somebody else was like, that doesn't say anything about the movie. Who's they? What is they? What dimension are they from? All right, let's do another one. This is awesome. All right, Michael. Sheen Michael. Yes. Trick or treat or die. What movie was that the tagline for? Trick or treat or die.
I'm going to have to go for the obvious here.
Okay.
Which is Halloween.
That's correct.
Yeah! I thought it was a Benson bluff.
Yeah.
Man.
Or it could have been that movie Trick or Treat.
I was going to say Halloween 3.
Really?
Yeah.
That tagline had to be something about witches, right? Because that was Season of the Witch.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know what they said about him, though. All right, Jonah, here's your... we're going to move on to another one. Mm. So if you miss, you're going to be out. Because Michael got one. She walked off the street into his life and stole his heart.
Pretty Woman.
That's correct.
Yeah.
She sure did. And the countries, you know.
All right, Brett. Here's one for you. Up there with the best of the best. Up there with the best of the best.
That's not a critic blurb. That's like
that's
the tagline.
Their tagline. That's up what they thought would sell this movie.
Up
like
there.
You're going to want to see this movie where they're up there.
Up there
with the best of the best.
Just cut me off whenever you need to move on. There.
You have unlimited. You have 45 minutes.
Up there.
I was going to say unlimited, but we only go to six.
Up there with the best of the best. She's going to have to. The best in show?
That would make sense, maybe. We move on to Michael. For survival in this game, you have to come up with it, or it'll go to Jonah. Up there with the best.
Top
the
Gun.
Best. That's correct.
Broke it down, piece by piece. I was going to say the air up there.
Who's up there? Who could be the best of the best?
Air Bud.
All right. So
I thought perhaps Top Gun would have a much more well-known tagline.
Yeah. Okay. Highway to the Danger Zone.
I feel the need.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. Top Gun. All right.
I'm not gay.
Just hanging with the boys.
Yeah.
All right, Jonah, you get to go first.
Okay.
And then to Michael. Brett's out. Sorry, Brett. He doesn't give a shit. Uh, 400 million people were waiting for the truth. 400 million people were waiting for the truth.
Fuck. 400 million people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the world.
I'm sorry, I read it wrong. The world were waiting for the truth.
Soaked in bleach. No. God, I don't.
Nothing?
Contact.
Nope. Michael?
Is it Little Buddha?
But you win our game because you lasted the longest, and this particular one is from Frost Nixon.
Oh my God!
He's so good at this game. That's good. It shows you're not a narcissist. You don't sit around looking at your own movie posters.
I knew it was familiar.
Is it on the DVD cover of the movie?
Yes, it is.
All right.
That was great. Michael's our winner.
There's not going to be any more of that kind of thing, is there, in this?
What's that mean? I mean, me using your movies and seeing if you can recognize them?
Yes. That's exactly what I mean.
It's, you know, it's all random. I put stuff in and forget about it, and then it just turns out to be a fun coincidence.
Doug Loves Movies, sponsored by Saudi Arabia.
We've got a category in Leonard Mullen game called You're In This, so that one might have a movie that you were in. But Jonah's made some films.
One.
What one is that? What was it?
Mama's Boy, starring John Heater.
I was somebody, in it. Somebody saw it.
Yeah. The scene I was in was with John Heater, Adam Devine from Workaholics, and a guy from the Big Bang Theory. So everyone else in the scene I'm in are literal millionaires. And I live in Highland Park. But hey, it's all about the art.
Was traffic messed up when Obama went to Marin's garage?
No, I waited on the street. He was supposed to drive down like York and 51, and I was waiting on the street with a bunch of other bozos. Then some guy, literally in clown makeup, was riding his cruiser bike down the hill going, "He went over Townsend," and everyone's like, "Fuck!" Literal clown makeup. I swore that day, if I could take my vote back, I would have.
Let's play a game called Last Man Stanton. Yeah. And
named after the great Harry Dean Stanton, who came on the show, and when we played this game with his own films, he won. And so we're all very happy for him. And
is that another dig at me?
No. No. It was pretty hilarious because, you know, he's old and has been in over 200 movies, and he had as much difficulty thinking of his own movies as we did, but he won. He prevailed because he thought of one more than anybody else. But today we're going to do how do I pick who's going to be the name that we use? Oh, this gentleman right up here in the front row seems confident. Is it written in a foreign language on your arm? Did you get a tattoo to remind yourself what it is? An actor or actress who's been in a ton of stuff.
Gene Hackman,
I love it. All right, Gene Hackman. So I'm going to play two, and we'll start with Michael, and go to Jonah, and then to Brett, and then to me. And all you got to do is just name a Gene Hackman movie until we run out. If you can't think of one, or you guess something, fuck. Is all this laughter because, except for Michael and me, it seems like maybe this is going to be tough? Let's try it. Let's let Michael go first. It might jar something.
The Royal Tenenbaum.
Yes. Enemy of the State.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, Brett.
The Conversation.
Uh-huh. I'll go with Young Frankenstein.
There's one scene. He plays the old blind guy.
I'm going to go with... French Connection.
Enemy of the State.
I'm out. I'm fucking out. You're really already out?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not conceding, but in case I forget for the next round, I have to say it now. French Connection Part 2. Yeah.
You were next.
Yeah, no, I know.
So that's what you want to go with, French Connection Part 2?
I'm pretty sure he was in the sequel. Was Confirmation?
Yeah. I think that hinged on him being in it. Although Robin Williams eventually played Popeye. French Connection jokes. The kids love them. All right. Gene Hackman. I have to, of course, say Hoosiers. Hoosiers.
The Conversation.
I think we said that one already.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Brett's. Oh. Brett said that one.
Ah.
Yeah.
But you could come up with another one, though. The Great Gene Hackman. Oh, I just thought of one. Oh, there's another one.
I got one.
You got any more, Michael?
Yeah.
Isn't this harder to play than when you're listening to it?
Oh, yeah.
When you're up here, it's super hard. What was that one that he was in? I just thought of it.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Say it.
Yeah.
Spit it out.
No.
Not Enemy of the State.
I'm going to give away what it is now to someone else, but I can't.
You can't think of that one where he did that thing?
All right, I'm going to help you.
Yeah, give it away to Brett.
Go ahead.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Got it. Got it.
All right, Michael's out.
Everyone can hold back on that one yet.
All right, Brett. Say it. What's it called?
You know what? Well, I wasn't going to say it but then you will say it, so I'm Unforgiven.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Unforgiven. How about Loose Cannons?
Is anyone confirming that's a film?
I don't believe there's a film
it's
called
Dan
Loose
Cannon.
I am calling bullshit that there's a film. Like, everyone in this room just went along with that. Like, oh yeah, Loose Cannon. No one knows this movie, Loose Cannon, no, with Dan Aykroyd. Anything with Dan Aykroyd?
Someone would say something if I was wrong.
All right. I'm going to say...
or we'll find out tomorrow.
Is it my turn?
Yes, sir. It's just you and me.
Oh, shit.
This guy's looking shit up on his phone.
And he's completely invested. Well, should we wait? I think we should wait.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say...
On this other phone, we've got the answer. Put your phone away. Don't leave your phone out during the show.
Do the phones go to different internets?
The booth just gave me the thumbs up. The booth's internet says I'm right. I don't care what audience internet says.
I was going to say the Coppola film, Garden of... Valor, Garden of Stone, right?
Yeah.
Where's the help?
That sounds about right. They're not supposed to help you. They know
me.
That.
Excuse me.
Don't help.
Right.
Them.
Wait, all of you fell for the Dan Aykroyd, and now one of you is going for fucking Garden of Stone?
It sounds legit.
It's legit.
Well, I think it is.
James. Oh, Garden of Stone. James. James,
doesn't James, matter how much
James
Caan
and Danny Aykroyd. Val Kilmer. Next.
All right, I'll go with,
how about...
Wait, Doug, what
let's do his last film
there?
That he made.
What are you looking at?
Because you got to go out on a classic. Welcome to Mooseport. With Ray Romano?
Has anyone mm-hmm. said Toy? Toy, the Barry Levinson film?
Oh, The Toy.
The Toy, yeah.
Gene Hackman's in that?
Yeah, he is. Sure is.
I don't think he is.
In fact, I'm not even going to look. I'm positive he's not in it. Okay, I'll just throw one more in there for fun. A little movie called Superman.
Yes.
And then several of the sequels.
Oh.
And yeah, but Brett is our winner. You did it.
Do I get Michael's prizes?
Nope.
Want that makeup test picture?
It's just looking at you.
Got to turn that into a pillow.
Yeah, if the guests want something in the bag, I'm going to give it to them. What's happening?
You handed it to me, so I'm checking it out.
Ah, here, give it back.
Okay.
I really wanted you to have it, but somebody's going to get it. Brett, do you have any idea how the Leonard Maltin game works?
I do. I actually read it up in outside on Wikipedia, believe it or not. If you look up your show on Wikipedia...
They really describe
it. They describe the Leonard Maltin show, and see if I can get this straight, Doug.
Okay.
You're going to give me a caption of a Leonard Maltin review, and we're going to tell you what the film is.
Yeah, you have to guess based on the actors' names in the film. Leonard always lists a ton of actors, so I'll tell you how many it is, and then we start the bidding at the maximum number, and we bid down until somebody tells somebody next to them to name it. And you get to pick the first category, so that's good.
Documentary?
Get it a little bit into your wheelhouse. So many great casts and documentaries.
Kurt Cobain documentaries that came out this year is the thief.
That's still two movies, apparently. I haven't even heard of this other thing until Jonah came into the room. You get to pick between... They're suggested oftentimes by people on Twitter, the categories. That Jammer Josh suggested Going Clear, which is in fact a documentary. But this particular category is movies that have an invisible character in them. Or, I Said Good Day. And that is Daniel Day-Lewis movies that Leonard Maltin gave 3 stars or more. I Said Good Day.
That's good day.
Good day. And then your third option is Passenger 57, which is the films of Josh Hartnett or Wesley Snipes.
There's only one Wesley Snipes.
Little 30 Rock
which
reference.
One of those which one of those do you like
as much as I think the crowd would like to hear the third. I'm going to have to support my documentarians and do Going Clear for 300, Doug.
Well, this certainly isn't a documentary. It's got somebody's invisible in it, and Leonard only gave it 2 stars, and the year, it's a tough one, 1967. Yeah, and Leonard says about this movie that it's silly and that it's a kiddie feature.
Kitty.
K-I-D-D-I-E.
It's kitty, not the cat from feature. Outer space.
Not the cat from outer space.
Thanks
like he's from outer
that.
Space. What? He's also can go invisible?
It's a strange world.
And here's another strange thing. Leonard only lists 4 names associated with being in this film. So, Brett, I would recommend for opening bid just to say I can name it in 4 names. So at least you get all the names.
I say 4 names, but I think I could do it in 2.
For reals?
Wow. Apparently not. So if I'm not committed, I'll stick with 4.
Okay, good call. Jonah?
Name that movie.
All right, I'll give you all 4 names.
Wait, I thought I just had to pick a name of the... they didn't explain this part. I was prepared to give you a name, one of the cast members' names.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a totally different game.
Kurt Russell.
No. No, I named for you all 4 of these names.
Great.
And then if you can tell me the name of the movie...
Okay, go for it.
Then you'll win a point. If you don't, then Jonah gets a point.
But why does Jonah get the point?
Because he just challenged you.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. And getting all the names should make it easy,
right.
But this is from 1967, and it's a kiddie movie.
Go for it, man.
Here we go.
Go for it.
Ethel Ennis, Gable Garnett, Boris Karloff, and Phyllis Diller. The top billed person in this movie from 1967 is Phyllis Diller.
You would think that would make it easy with the Phyllis Diller part.
Ably supported by Boris Karloff.
I think if you knew that if you'd seen this movie,
I'm not gonna.
Then you would know the answer.
I know. I'm not gonna take up any of your time, man. I'm just gonna bow out right now. I'm just moving on.
Please hurry. This was a tough one. Do you think, Jonah? Do you have any idea?
No.
It was something I liked when I was a kid, and it's got the Invisible Man in it because it's about all the famous monsters getting together and having a party, and it's called Mad Monster Party.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's a kiddie movie where Phyllis Diller was like she was the bride of Frankenstein in it, and very funny actually, and it's got good songs too. But it's very slowly paced by today's standards. So don't watch it because I said it. And Jonah Ray's on the board with 1 point.
Bam!
Strategy. Michael gets to pick the next category, and then we'll go to Jonah. So, Brett, this might not even get to you, but listen up anyway.
No, not unless it gets to you. It just so happens, yeah.
The order switches each time, so the different dynamic will hopefully occur. I have a feeling Jonah's just going to sit in the middle going, name it, name it, name it.
It's what I do every fucking time I'm on the show, and I win sometimes.
Okay, your category options, Sheen, Michael, are... I think you might find this really weird, what's about to happen. 588-2300
Empire!
Oh, you know it! Michael sang it louder than anybody. So you've had a lot more TV here than I thought you'd watched. And that, of course, is actors from the TV show Empire.
Of course.
In film.
Yes.
And then Mount Cushmore is the 4 people that I most want to smoke weed with and actually have.
the films of Snoop Dogg, Willie Nelson, Cheech, or Chong. And then your third option, Jay Boogie Down, suggested The Toxic Avenger, and that's Robert Downey Jr. movies that Leonard gave 2 stars or less. Because he's the Toxic Avenger. Which one of those do you like?
I'm going to go with the Robert Downey Jr.
Okay. This movie's got Robert Downey Jr. in it. It's from 2009. 2 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie murky, noisy, and he says the CGI effects, the overuse of CGI effects is deadening. Yeah, it really, really hurt Leonard to have to watch it. My words, not his, but he did say that the CGI effects are deadening. And then he lists 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? MS, and I won't call you that again. That's horrible disease.
How many names did he list?
7.
I will name that movie in 3.
So it is going to be what I predicted, Jonah.
Hold on. 2009, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, name the movie.
Okay, here's your 3 names. James Fox, Kelly Riley, Eddie Marzan.
Sherlock Holmes.
That's correct. Ah! I would have gotten that.
I would have said Iron Man 2.
Is Robert Downey Jr. doing a good accent in those Sherlock Holmes movies? Jonah?
You know what? I think it's tip top.
He really nails
it. Really good.
He puts it right across the plate.
He sounds like Chaplin, he does. Because how are we to know?
I just can't concentrate when I'm watching him do it because it's like Robert Downey Jr. doing an accent. He's like almost, his fame sort of has eclipsed his ability to disappear in a character, I think. But then I saw The Judge and I changed my mind. That character is nothing like Tony Stark or the guy from Due Date. So, one of his classic characters. So, yeah, Michael's got a point, and Jonah's got a point, and we're going to start with you again there, Brett, and then go to Jonah. So we'll see what happens. Your first option is My Wife, and that, of course, is films of Sacha Baron Cohen. People keep writing me on Twitter saying, you should make that the films of his wife. And it's like, we did that already. I want to do his films, and I also like yelling my wife. And your other options are, you're in this, a movie that someone in this panel is in. Or...
probably me.
Mama's Boy.
So embarrassing. You'll see, Michael.
Or Fast Batch Cumberbender. And that's the films of Michael Fassbender and Benedict Cumberbatch. He's a guy on the East Coast time zone enjoying Fast Batch Cumberbender.
So it's Benedict and Michael are sitting at the back. We all stick together.
Doug, can you repeat the first one for me, please?
Can I repeat it? Oh, it was Sacha Baron Cohen movies.
Yeah, I'll do that one.
Okay. This one is from 2006. Leonard lists 3 people. He gives it 3.5 stars, and he says about the film that it's one of a kind, and that it also has elements of racism, sexism, and homophobia. Now, Now, Brett, if you think you know what this movie is, you could bid as low as zero names. You could say zero names, like, and then you would just have to name it if challenged. Or you could say negative names, which means you could bid like negative one. You'd name the movie and the top billed person. Or negative two, you'd have to name the top two billed people.
Let me ask you something, Doug. Is there a response in which he gets a negative point?
Hey.
Is there any way we can take Jonah's points away?
Yes.
I mean, I could just do it arbitrarily. I consider myself the opposite of Chris Hardwick.
I will go.
So I'm going to have a show where I take away points.
We will just go for it on that one, whatever that.
What do you want? You want to say zero names? You don't say the name yet, though.
Oh. I don't say the name. All right, I'm going to go no names.
Okay, he says no names, Jonah.
I can do it in negative one names.
Now, hold on a second.
But isn't that Sacha Baron Cohen?
A negative of a negative is still negative.
What? Now, Michael, I got to remind you that it's important to say the correct title. Now everybody gets why I've been pushing this category.
Fuck. That's bullshit.
A name that movie.
All right, Jonah. We're going to need the full title and the name of the top billed person.
Cool. I will give you the title as I've seen it on DirecTV's guide. The movie title is Borat. It doesn't say anything after that. And the lead person in it is Sacha Baron Cohen.
But let's say you're on a game show and you had to say the full title in order to win.
Well,
what would your answer be?
Well, are we in that situation?
Let's pretend we are.
I'm not good at improv. I don't know if I can. Let's just go with my answer and then move on. Give me the old point.
Do you don't even want to try?
Borat.
The extraterrestrial.
It's
an adventure in what is it?
In and his or in his? It's like there's lots of versions of it, and yeah, I've given up on thinking that that's the title.
It's Borat and the.
But this one, Leonard laid it all out, and it's hilarious to me.
Oh fuck!
Because I knew this is what would happen.
I'm not gonna get it. It's like
someone would get cornered.
Yeah, it's
Let me give you one of the words.
Okay.
Of.
You got your wish, you piece of shit.
Yeah, you piece of shit.
Borat, the sun's make Kazakhstan more better country.
No. It's called, and wait, who challenged, you challenged him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Michael's our winner, everybody.
Yeah.
It was a tough game. I threw a tough game at you guys. I still got some tough ones in here. And, of course, Sacha Baron Cohen was top billed, followed by Ken Davidian and Pamela Anderson. And the movie's called Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. Yeah, but there's some people out there that know that whole title.
Who, does anyone know it off the top of their head?
Yeah, there was somebody. Yeah,
pretty
he was
close.
Pretty close.
Isn't good enough when you're in a game show and you have to know the whole title.
Have you seen the gift bag that's available?
Yeah, you already won the hearts and minds of the entire audience. I'm just a kid from Highland Park trying to make a go at it in this crazy business. Talk a big game like I'm more famous and better than you, but I'm not. I'm Chris Hardwick's friend.
Weren't you in Mama's Boy? Oh my god.
Always nice to meet a fan.
Leonard gives Mama's Boy 1.5 stars. He says it's an irredeemably clumsy comedy. Clunky, I'm sorry, clunky. Well. And then comedy is in quotes. The last line of the review is barely released and for good reason.
Yeah. Wow. Redeemed only by the performance of Jonah Ray.
Hey! Can I see that? Screen grab it. Send it to me. I'll put it on Instagram.
Did you ever watch Mama's Boy?
No. No, God no. I knew it was bad when I was there.
But it's got an incredible cast.
It does.
Yeah. Diane Keaton, Jeff Daniels, Anna Faris.
Yeah.
Those are all great people. Yes. Eli Wallach.
Mm-hmm. Simon Helper.
Is he alive still?
We don't need no stinking badges.
Wow.
Mary Kay Place, Sarah Chalk, and Laura Keitlinger's in it.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. I'll watch that. I'm trying to watch 365 movies this year, so I'll try to get that one in. Put it in my queue.
It's you can go to Amoeba, get it for 50 cents.
Really?
Literally.
Curtis 50. Jackson will sell it to me?
Yeah.
Michael.
Or you could win the bag and just watch Frost Nixon and the Queen and Tron.
That is an amazing triple bill. It really takes you through time. A lot of history in there.
Apparently 400 million people are waiting for it. Or the world, as Jonah likes to call it.
All right, Allison, come get your bags and bags of stuff. Congratulations.
Now, if you need a poster tube for the Bruce Gutter poster, I can get one of those in the bag. You've got to keep it in good condition.
Thought we keep the poster separate because you don't want to dent it, even though Jonah already has a little bit.
No, it was just on a wall.
Oh, really? You pulled it off of a wall?
Yeah, I'm real strong.
What's going to replace it?
I don't care.
Just wall. Just a piece of wall.
Yeah.
Masters of Sex.
Yes.
Is back July 12th.
It is back July 12th. The night before.
I remember that from the top of the show.
Yeah. The night before is 7 Days in Hell on HBO, which is.
That's the tennis funny. Thing with Andy Samberg.
Yep.
Kit Harington.
Yeah.
And you.
No, I'm just saying that's on the night before. No, I'm in that.
You're
and also and also I think Spoils Before Dying on the Independent Film Channel.
Which is a follow-up to Spoils of Babylon?
That's correct. Yeah. And Far From the Madding Crowd, the movie, is out.
In theaters, yeah. Yes. And people are loving it.
Yeah, not you apparently. But
no. I'll see it.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay, tomorrow night, 8:30. Mm-hmm. See you at the ArcLight.
Would you really go watch it again?
Yeah, I'm in it. Guaranteed a good time.
I'll tell you, the fucking place to see Kurt Cobain Montage of Heck was the ArcLight. They cranked it, and it was so exciting. A great experience there.
It's going to be returning August 7th.
Perfect.
Right.
I will totally
you heard
that
it here
again.
First, Doug.
People in the hotel room next to me hate my guts when I'm on the road and it's on HBO because I'll just turn it up real loud and just enjoy it. And anything else to plug, Brett?
No, but that's we're going back in the theaters nationwide August 7th. So
I'm sure everyone was kind of surprised by how many people wanted to see it, and then it was right before all the big summer blockbusters and shit. So like, it's great that it's coming back and people could see it that way.
You know what? It was intended to be seen in a movie theater, and Universal Pictures took it out everywhere else outside the U.S. But we did a deal with HBO in the States. But the response when we opened it here was so great that we decided to put it back in theaters so people can sort of experience it loud and
the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, with other people and probably a good chance they're a little high.
You!
Jonah Ray, The Meltdown, returns to Comedy Central.
Yes, Tuesday, June 30th. Just mere days before the season 3 premiere of Ray Donovan on Showtime. Donna fans unite, save Bungie.
It's a bottom.
It's like Crime Tourage. That's what Ray Donovan is. And yeah, The Meltdown with Jonah Kumail.
Meltdown with Kumail and Jonah.
Jonah Kumail.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
How'd you swing that?
I get paid half as much. Just to put my name first.
Just to have first. Was it alphabetical? Was that the argument, ultimately?
No, I don't know. It was Emily Gordon, the producer. She just kind of, when she like made the title, she just said, oh, it should just be with Jonah Kumail. And I think it's just because Jonah Kumail's JK. Just kidding.
Yeah. And
that just says comedy right there.
It does.
Yeah.
Subliminally.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. I got some plugs. I'm going to be... my movie Chronicon is out on VOD July 3rd, and you can pre-order it on iTunes now. And I'm going to be doing my first ever Douglas Movies in the UK at the Leicester Square Theatre in London.
Tell your friends!
Yeah!
I'll be there. Benedict will be there. Martin will be there.
The whole gang.
Well, yeah!
I mean, I'll hit up the people that have done it here in the States, you know, in case they're there at the time, you know, like Nick Frost and Simon Pegg. Of course, I'm going to ask them to do it. But do you know anybody that would enjoy doing this sort of thing? That's a big movie star just sitting around over there waiting for the phone to ring?
Nah.
Well, thank you very much for being here. Let's hear one more time for all of my guests. Michael Sheen, Jonah Ray, and Brett Morgan. And Brett Morgan, if you want to look him up on Twitter, it's B-R-E-T, one T, Morgan, M-O-R-G-E-N. And I think Jonah Ray and Michael Sheen are just their names. At Jonah Ray and at Michael Sheen. And thanks again for coming out for one of these afternoon shows. Like I said earlier, the next one here is going to be in the evening, so maybe a little cooler. And it's going to be at 7 o'clock on July 23rd. And then there's one more over at UCB that'll be free on the, I think that's around the 16th or something like that. Thank you guys for coming. And as always... Somebody even wrote down two shitheads. I'm just going to read them both because I don't want to have to pick. My ex-boyfriend, Alan, is a shithead. Come back and get your Mac and Me sign because it's a cool one. I don't want you to lose it. And I'll put it right here. And Mount Everest is a shithead. And Rachel Dolezal is also a shithead. Thanks a lot, you guys. Now it's time for Doug to watch another cocky. Eyes of world is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.